An introduction to anger management courses online. What is it and how does it work? Welcome to Anger Management Courses Online, where we offer self-paced learning courses in anger management. We are experienced counselors and psychotherapists working in the area of anger management. This is our area of expertise, and every day we are in contact with people who are struggling to manage their anger. We are committed to providing the very best resources to help people change their lives for the better. For some people, their struggle happens in the privacy of their home, affecting their relationships and families, whilst for others the struggle is more open and gets the better of them at work or with friends. No matter where it happens, uncontrolled anger has the power to harm us and the people we care about most. The good news is that with a combination of awareness, understanding, and practice, it is possible to gain control of your anger and make positive changes in your life. This course, whilst mainly educational, is also a journey of self-discovery. Its purpose is to help you identify and explore your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and behaviors. We present strategies for exploring options and choices, as well as highlighting the consequences of these choices. At the end, you will have learned new ways to relate and communicate. Our anger management course is focused on building lifelong skills that will support you in coping with stressful events in healthy and productive ways. What can I expect? This course incorporates best practice anger management tools and strategies drawn from a range of evidence-based modalities, including cognitive behavioral therapy and adapting aspects of the 8 Tools of Anger Control, an internationally accredited anger management model. We have created an online course that will educate you on understanding and controlling your anger. It is designed to provide you with the most relevant information, tools, and exercises to help you change unhelpful behaviors. In order to change behaviors, we need to practice new skills. That's why in each module you will be asked to take an active role, either by completing a task or by practicing a new technique. There will also be exercises for you to do and tasks to complete at the end of each module. While this is not mandatory, your participation will allow you to see quicker and more long-lasting results. We have created a course workbook for you to download. You can use the workbook to complete the questions. You can also complete some of the questions online by filling in the answers on your computer, tablet, phone. Click here to download and print the workbook. Throughout the course, you will see a symbol that indicates that there is a place in the workbook for you at your response. How it works. This course is designed around a self-paced learning model, which means that you, the learner, determines the pace and timing of the content delivery. You control when, for how long, and where you study. This type of approach has proven to be very successful for people who are unable to attend traditional learning or classroom environments. Self-paced learning makes the material accessible, whilst allowing you the freedom and flexibility to study at your own pace. With this course, you can go back and review your material as many times as you need before moving on to the next session. There is the ability to move backwards and forwards through this course at your own pace, so you can refresh yourself on previous learning and move ahead at a faster pace if you feel you are grasping the content efficiently. What is self-reflection and how does it help? Throughout the course, you will come across sections that refer to reflections. This is where you will be asked to self-reflect during this course. What does this mean and why is it helpful? Self-reflection is how we examine our actions and ourselves. It is a way of assessing ourselves, the ways that we work, think, act, and how we relate to other people. To put it simply, reflection means looking at something and then thinking deeply about it, almost like looking into a mirror and describing what we see. Reflecting is about questioning about what we do and why we do it in a positive way, and then deciding if there is a better way to do it in the future. Why is self-reflection important? When we reflect, we have a chance to see where we are getting stuck or where things are not working for us. We can consider whether we want to continue with the way things were or try to develop new skills and patterns for the future. Reflecting is a vital part of learning. For example, if you were following a recipe and the dish didn't work out, would you make it the same way the next time? You would probably adjust the recipe or find a new, hopefully better one. Just like the recipe, if things aren't working out the way you want them to now, reflecting can give you a chance to see what the problem is and try something new. An excellent strategy is to start a self-reflective practice every day, especially when things are not progressing smoothly in your life. This way you can reflect on your part in situations that deteriorate into conflicts, or think about your role in why relationships are not satisfying or fulfilling. Self-reflection helps gain a deeper and more thorough understanding of yourself and the events you find yourself caught up in. Here are a few self-reflective questions to get you started. What are my strengths? For example, am I an organized person? Am I good at remembering things? What are my weaknesses? For example, am I easily distracted? Do I give up easily? What is important in my life? Am I always thinking negative thoughts and forgetting to focus on the good things in my life? Am I putting enough effort into my relationships? Am I letting matters that are out of my control stress me out? Have I set goals for myself? One thing I would like to improve on is: what are things that I need help with? What have I learnt about myself from my last setback? After each topic, you will see a mark complete button. Click this button to move on to the next topic. You can also complete some of the questions online by filling in the answers on your computer, tablet, phone, or download and print the workbook. Click here to download and print the workbook. Click topic 1 below to begin.